Now it's time for the Wilner Window, sponsored by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.
Welcome to the Wilner Window, where we'll look at nutritional supplements, herbs, and homeopathy, what they are, what they do, and how to properly use them. The importance of diet and nutrition in preventing disease is supported by an ever-increasing body of scientific evidence. We know that serious disease can be prevented and even treated with nutritional supplements and herbs. Minimum data requirements are no longer enough. We want a long life and a healthy life. Optimal nutrition and natural therapeutic agents may be the answer. Join Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer as they cut through marketing hype and bias, bringing you factual information on vitamins, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Don and Arnie are pharmacists and the owners of Wilner Chemists, one of the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacies in the country. They are also the authors of a highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. Joining Don and Arnie are co-hosts Dr. Richard Podell, a medical doctor, and Sam Forbes, a certified nutritional consultant. Sit back and open the window, the Wilner Window, and join Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, while they explore the world of vitamins, herbs, and homeopathy.
And good afternoon, everyone. This is Arnie Gitomer, and welcome to the Wilner Window. Joining me today is my partner and good buddy, Don Goldberg.
Thank you, Arnie. Good afternoon, everybody.
And we have our medical expert, the esteemed internist, Dr. Richard Podell.
Who is lucky to get in from New Jersey today.
Yeah. And we have a special guest on the phone today who was meant to be in the studio, but he was going to have a tough time getting down here from Dover, New Hampshire. Dr. Doug Duffy McKay.
How's it going, gentlemen? Too bad I couldn't be there.
Yeah, well, you're here. That's what the phone is for. See? That's it. Anyway, Dr. McKay, and you pronounce it Dr. McKay?
McKay, that's correct.
McKay, okay. Dr. Duffy McKay, he's a naturopathic physician, and he divides his time between clinical practice in Dover, New Hampshire, and he also lectures and does a lot of writing and consulting for the nutritional supplement industry, and currently he's serving as a research advisor for Nordic Naturals, and welcome to the Wilner Window, Dr. McKay.
It's great to be here.
You know, lots of supplements come and go. What's hot today might not be hot tomorrow. Well, but fish oil, that's not the case with fish oil, or omega-3 supplements, as they're called as well. It's just the opposite. You know, more and more evidence points out the benefits of fish oil, and it just keeps growing and growing. Dr. McKay, why don't you let our listeners know first, what is it about fish oil that makes it different from other oils?
Well, the most important thing is fish oil contains two essential fatty acids, EPA and DHA, and these are nutrients that the body cannot manufacture itself, and they must be consumed in the diet.
Excellent. Okay, and what is it that these two fatty acids do?
Well, as essential nutrients, if we do not get them, we'll run into deficiency syndromes. And several of these deficiency syndromes have been linked to things like dermatitis and dementia and heart disease, possibly depression. There's a whole host of things. And one of the most fundamental roles of these fatty acids in the body is these are structural components of all cell membranes in the human body.
Well, that sounds important.
Absolutely. Every single cell in the body, as well as the cellular organelles. So these things, the fatty acids found in fish oil that we can't make ourselves, we need them on a daily basis.
Okay. Now, you represent or you work for Nordic Naturals, and Nordic Naturals is one of the major producers of fish oil supplements. What is it, before we go into some of the exact uses of fish oil, what is it that makes the Nordic fish oils different from other companies' fish oils?
What's unique about the health benefits of fish oil, it's based on their chemical structure, and these are very long-chain polyunsaturated fatty acids. And what that means, in essence, is there's lots of double bonds in their structure. What happens with lots of double bonds is they're very unstable, so they must be fresh. So these oils are very sensitive to oxidative damage, free radical damage, any light or heat or oxygen exposure during manufacturing can really damage the oils and make them not as valuable as a nutritional product. We do not want to consume oxidized oils in our diet. So one thing Nordic Naturals has worked on from the beginning is manufacturing these things very delicately to make sure the freshest oils in the finest product in the final product.
Okay, what about things that you hear about fish, things like mercury or pesticides?
Well, these are unfortunately things that are ubiquitous in our environment. They float around the ocean from years and years of pollution, and they bioaccumulate in fish, in the fatty tissue of fish. So when we eat fish, we get the health benefits of EPA and DHA, but we also consume the associated environmental toxins. What's wonderful about fish oil is we are allowed to molecularly distill and process these oils to remove the environmental contaminants completely, as well as when we're finished, we can test for them and ensure that they are not in the final product. And this is unfortunately something we cannot do with dietary fish. And there have been several studies where they compared dietary fish right off the grocery store shelf, some from some nice restaurants as well, comparing them to your typical fish oil supplement. And the fish oil supplements, hands down, are always cleaner when it comes to mercury, lead, PCBs, dioxins, and other environmental toxins.
And we had a guest on some time ago who made the claim that the processing of the fish oil in order to eliminate these contaminants does something that's not good and causes some sort of oxidative processes that he thinks make flaxseed oil be more desirable than fish oil. And do you have any thoughts or comments on that? Because you do have to process this in order to get the various toxins out. Do you break molecules in ways that are undesirable in doing that?
I think what your previous guest was referring to is the process of concentrating fish oils. When you try to concentrate the EPA and DHA in a fish oil product, you do have to dismantle the molecule, concentrate your active ingredients, and then you can reassemble the molecule. But we also have non-concentrated fish oils, such as cod liver oil or Nordic Naturals Arctic Omega or omega-3 oils. These are oils that are not concentrated. The native structure has never been manipulated. So to remove the metals and associated toxins, what we do is we add substances to the oil, such as bentonite clay or diatomaceous earth. These are very absorptive type substances. They have a high affinity to absorb these toxins. Then we just filter them out. And the native structures of the oil are very much left intact. What's wonderful about it, again, we can test at the end to make sure that A, the potency is there, B, the purity is there, and C, the absence of environmental toxins. And this argument, whether fish or flax oil is superior, has been going on for a long time. It's a very interesting discussion, and it's clear that flax oil can be a beneficial oil in the diet. But the benefits of EPA and DHA that are being touted by the American Heart Association and the American Psychiatric Association and all these policymakers, such as the World Health Organization, these are related to actually EPA and DHA. And flax oil, and this is not just me from Nordic Naturals, multiple studies have shown us flax oil is a source of a precursor molecule to EPA and DHA. The body must make EPA and DHA out of that precursor molecule, which is known as alpha-linolenic acid. Again, a wonderful polyunsaturated fat. But the body is very inefficient, not very efficient, at turning the flax oil, ALA, into EPA or DHA. So again, you know, for instance, the American Heart Association is strongly recommending EPA and DHA from fish or fish oil, and in all their position papers have said the cardiovascular benefits are not achieved when you consume flax oil.
Okay. We've had many discussions about this on the Wilner Window, and so we know exactly what you mean. Okay, we're going to pause for a short break, and when we come back, Dr. McKay is going to tell us about some of the newest research that's been going on with fish oil, and even some which is going on specifically with Nordic Naturals fish oil. Okay, this is Arnie Gitomer.
And this is Don Goldberg.
And Dr. Richard Podale.
Special guest, Dr. Duffy McKay, and we'll all be back after these messages.
Do you have high blood pressure?
If you do, you'll want to pay special attention to this. There's a product from Twin Lab called Blood Pressure Control. It contains a unique, all-natural, clinically proven ingredient, C12 peptide. C12 peptide is a natural milk protein that helps manage angiotensin converting enzyme, or ACE, limiting the release of angiotensin II, which is responsible for increasing blood pressure. Twin Labs Blood Pressure Control is natural, safe, and clinically proven to work, a viable alternative to ACE-inhibiting drugs. Results can be seen in as little as 2 to 4 weeks, although in some cases it may take up to 2 months. A natural treatment for hypertension is now available, and it's from Twin Lab. Blood Pressure Control. Get it now at Wilner Chemists. Only Twin Lab makes you feel this good. This is Don Goldberg. We've been selling FlexNow joint formula for more than 12 months now. People ask me, Don, does this stuff really work? Well, here's one way I can answer that question. The people from FlexNow have been doing something no other company has done before. They give me a printed list of people who have taken advantage of FlexNow's complete relief or a complete refund guarantee. I didn't ask for it. They just felt it was the right thing to do. Well, we have sold over 3,000 packages of FlexNow during this time. Well over 95% of the people who bought FlexNow during that period were satisfied with the results, or at least not sufficiently dissatisfied to return it. Now, that's pretty impressive. So, if you have joint pain, maybe you should try FlexNow. It's unique in that it contains natural shea oil extract, rich in powerful inflammation fighters. FlexNow, available at Wilner Chemists. Complete relief or a complete refund. At 2.5% return rate, I'd say the odds are in your favor. Is osteoporosis a concern for you? Are you wondering if you are taking all of the supplements you should take to ensure maximum bone density? Well, if you're not taking strontium, you might have reason for concern. Strontium is a naturally occurring mineral present in water and food. Trace amounts of strontium are found in the human skeleton. Strontium has an affinity for bone and is taken up at the bone matrix crystal surface. The influence of strontium on bone metabolism has been researched since the 1950s. Studies indicate that strontium positively affects bone metabolism to promote bone formation and decrease bone resorption, leading to normalized bone density. Doctor's Best provides strontium in a supplement, Strontium Bone Maker. Two capsules provide 680 milligrams of strontium as strontium citrate. And here is some really good news. Strontium Bone Maker is now on sale at 50% off. That's half price. Doctor's Best, science-based nutrition, because you deserve it.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. This is Arnie Gitomer along with Don Goldberg, Dr. Richard Podell, our special guest, Dr. Duffy Mackay. And we're talking about fish oil. And Dr. Mackay, as we left before the break, I said you were going to let us know about some of the latest research in being done in fish oil.
Well, I must mention November has been an exciting month in the research world when it comes to cognitive health and the health of our mind. Three new studies were released in November, all from different parts of the world, and all very exciting with the implications as far as how our mind works and as we age. I mentioned before that the fish oils contain EPA and DHA, which are vital structural components of all cell membranes. Well, they are particularly concentrated in the cells that make up the brain and the nervous system, as well as the retina. And so researchers are really focused in on this area of how does these fish oils influence cognitive function. One, a very large study was just initiated. It's a 50-site, multi-million dollar study with Alzheimer's disease, and the results of this will be really exciting. But this month we found one study in particular that got my attention was not only, they did a study involving about 2,000 subjects aged 70 to 74, And what they found is the folks that ate more omega-3s, and this was both dietary fish as well as fish oil supplements, they associated the higher levels of omega-3s with improved cognitive performance in a dose-dependent manner. For those who follow research, this is very exciting. We've known for a while that people with higher levels of omega-3s tend to have less dementia and lower risk for Alzheimer's. But in this study, they actually found that the higher amounts of the omega-3s, the better their cognitive function. So in essence, it's not too late. If we're old, we're beginning to lose our keys a lot, we're wondering if it's related to cognitive decline, it seems very prudent to take between 1 to 2 grams of EPA and DHA. And this was a close to the maximum effect in this study was observed at a mean daily intake of approximately 75 grams of dietary fish, and this equates to about 1 to 2 grams of omega-3 fatty acids. So this was really exciting for myself. I don't know about you gentlemen, but we also had a Dutch study come out where they had about 8,000 non-demented participants, 65 and over, and they were followed over a four-year period. And again, the higher intake of omega-3 fish oils, including supplements, was inversely correlated with the risk for dementia and Alzheimer's disease. So here we have two research groups from different parts of the world looking at a very similar question and coming up with the same results. Again, reaffirming that this area of cognitive influence of fish oils and omega-3 fatty acids is very important. And the following study was semi-related, and it was about 2,500 adolescents and adults from New Zealand. And they actually had a positive association between the EPA and DHA concentrations in their blood. So they actually took blood measurements of how high these essential fatty acids were, and they associated with both subjective and objective of physical as well as emotional well-being. So in essence, people that had more of these essential nutrients in their cellular makeup had better sense of well-being for themselves, as well as measured parameters when they are given physicals, exams, etc. So again, this area of wellness, prevention, it seems that having the right amounts of essential fatty acids is a very key component to healthy aging.
I have a question because I get confused. I know my patients get confused. In the matter of dosing, and there are two parts to this. One part that's most confusing is saying how much fish oil should I take as opposed to how much EPA or DHA should I take? And it doesn't help that the various studies have been using different amounts. And so let's say if you have somebody who's reasonably healthy, wants to take a preventive level of fish oil, are we talking about 1 gram of fish oil? Or are we talking about 1 gram of EPA? Because the EPA, of course, is only a fraction of what's in the total fish oil capsule, but different brands will have different concentrations of EPA in that one capsule.
That's an excellent, excellent question, and one of the most common areas of confusion I run into when I lecture to people as well as physicians. And what I say is anything out of my mouth is going to be what I call elemental EPA and DHA. So I'm referring to grams of EPA and DHA. So the confusion comes in is because when we just pull oil out of a fish and we just drizzle the oil into a bottle, it's only approximately 30% EPA and DHA. So if we have a 1,000 milligram capsule of fish oil that's not concentrated, we're only going to have about 300 milligrams EPA and DHA combined. So if I make the recommendation for 1 gram a day, that becomes approximately 3 of these capsules. So that would be about 900 milligrams. So then some companies are concentrating. I mentioned concentrated fish oils. We can take that 30% EPA and DHA, run it through the concentration process, as we talked about before. Now we can get anywhere from 60 to 90% concentration EPA and DHA. So the important thing is that some numbers that we have to go on. For instance, the American Heart Association likes to see all adults consume about 500 milligrams, 3 to 500 milligrams of EPA and DHA combined. So this is going to be equivalent, if we're talking about non-concentrated fish oils, we're going to be talking about 2 to 3 capsules. Now, if we have any risk markers for heart disease, and this includes elevated blood pressure, high triglycerides, high lipids, even a big waistline. We know now that waistline, our, what's, you know, across our waist and how big our belt size is a risk marker for heart disease. So if we have any of these risk markers, we're shooting for 1 gram of EPA and DHA combined per day. So what this boils down to is, for instance, it's going to be several capsules. We're talking about 4 capsules a day of a non-concentrated. And this is why we've gone to producing concentrated fish oils, to make it easier for patients to get their 1 gram a day dose. And for instance, Nordic Naturals Ultimate Omega, one of my favorite products, this would be 2 caps a day of Ultimate Omega. It's going to give you about 1.2 grams. It's an excellent way to go for anybody who's concerned about heart disease.
Well, let me ask a follow-up, because then the next question that comes into play is the fact that there are various types of fish oil supplements. Nordic Naturals, for example, has products where the ratio of EPA to DHA differs also. Now, we haven't mentioned that yet, but, you know, you're talking about the amount of EPA and DHA. But
combined, yeah.
When do we look for a product that has a higher than normal ratio, for example, of DHA to EPA, or when do we look for a product that has a higher EPA to DHA ratio, and when do we stick with the regular, about, you know, 2 parts to 1 to 3 parts of the other ratio?
Right. That's an excellent question, and a question that...
Okay, Duffy, I'll tell you what. I know you want to spend a little time on that question, but we're coming up to a break now where we have to hit it just about right. Otherwise, we don't get to the traffic. Okay. So we need to pause now for a break, including a check on traffic. Let me give you folks a number in the studio if you want to call in with any questions. 1-800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710. Okay, we'll be back after these messages.
Here's some good news. Wilner Chemist now carries the Super Nutrition line of vitamin supplements. Super Nutrition is a family-owned company with 30 years' reputation for quality, safety, and efficacy. Their supplements are formulated using orthomolecular potencies balanced to provide maximum energy and enhanced well-being. Each Super Nutrition formula gives your body more of what it needs, more calcium and vitamin D for stronger bones, more B vitamins to provide energy and combat stress, more antioxidants to boost immunity, and more folic acid for a healthy heart. Whatever your lifestyle, whatever your needs, there's a Super Nutrition multivitamin just for you. There's the high-potency Simply One Women and Simply One Men. For energy, there's Women's Blend and Men's Blend. And for anti-aging, choose the Super Blend or Opti Pack. For multivitamins that give you more, Super Nutrition, now available from Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course. Super Nutrition multivitamins, 30 years of guaranteed value.
Okay, now let's go to the traffic.
And if you're traveling on the Belt Parkway eastbound side heading towards Cropsey Avenue, looks like an earlier accident just about wrapped up, which is good news, but you're going to have residual delays in both directions. Elsewhere in the five boroughs, no major problems being reported on the LIE, or if you're traveling on the Grand Central Parkway through Queens, FDR Drive, Harlem River Drive combo in pretty good shape, as well as the West Side Highway. It's New Jersey where we have lots of delays, 287 southbound side in Morristown at exit 35, a crash, 80 eastbound side over by exit 12, an accident taking out a lane. Earlier accident by Route 17 is gone. Westbound side at exit 65, local lanes a crash, and then just before exit 56, an earlier accident has finally been cleared away. Getting across the Hudson River, take your pick. Looks like we're in good shape. We do have flight delays. Call ahead of time if you're flying. This report is sponsored by TomTom. Go confidently with exclusive Help Me feature. TomTom helps you find emergency assistance at the tap of a finger. No matter where you are, TomTom, go confidently. I'm Bill Powers, WOR Traffic.
Tom and Ted here. Today's topic, achy joints.
Right you are, Tom, which means we're talking about joint health supplements.
It's all about the cartilage, baby.
Don't call me baby. 3 things that can help make joints happier: glucosamine, MSM, and ASU.
Glucosamine is a building block of cartilage, Ted. Mm-hmm. OptiMSM is the premier brand of MSM, and ASU is a new potent ingredient that helps protect against joint tissue breakdown.
Ooh, somebody's done their homework. What's it all add up to, Tom?
That would be Avoca ASU, Ted. That's A-V-O-C-A ASU, a new joint supplement with all 3 key ingredients from Nutramax Laboratories.
And Avoca ASU tablets tablets are made from all non-animal ingredients. That means no shellfish.
All natural.
That's what makes them different.
Avoca ASU, available at natural food stores nationwide, online at avoca-asu.com, or call 1-800-925-5187.
The supplement resveratrol has been the topic of a great deal of news and research lately. As an antioxidant, resveratrol may protect cardiovascular function by inhibiting LDL oxidation, upregulating nitric oxide synthesis, and protecting the integrity of capillaries. Resveratrol has also been studied for its ability to activate phase 2 detoxification enzymes and to maintain healthy cell replication. Now, Jarrow Formulas has developed a high-potency resveratrol supplement called Resveratrol 100. This new product contains 100 milligrams of resveratrols extracted from huzang root or polygonum, long used in traditional Eastern medicine as a cardiotonic.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilmer Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gitomer, along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell, our special guest, Dr. Duffy Mackay. And before we get back to our discussion, I want to remind you that if you're looking for the best selection of nutritional supplements and professional guidance on what to take and how to take them, you should stop by Wilner Chemists. Selection and professional guidance, that's not all you'll get. You'll find some great discount prices at Wilner's as well. In addition to our everyday 20% discounts, we always have special sales in effect. Right now, for example, the full lines of Natrol, Twin Lab, Health from the Sun, Bioforce, Kyolic, Nature's Herbs, and others are on sale at between 25 to 30% off list price. And while you're there, be sure to pick up our latest product reference catalog. It's free. And if you're not on the Wilner Chemist mailing list, well, you should be. Just call 1-800-633-1106. Choose option number 3, leave your name and address. Once again, 1-800-633-1106, option number 3. Or, of course, you can request a copy at our website, www.wilner.com, Wilner with two L's, and you can subscribe online.
And then, of course, the last but not least thing you can do is visit us at either of our two stores in Manhattan. We have a store at Midtown. It's located at 100 Park Avenue. That's 41st and Park, just one block south of Grand Central Terminal. And we have another store that's downtown. It's located at 253 Broadway, right near the corner of Murray Street, across from City Hall. Wilner Chemists, your nutritional supplement professionals.
Okay. Very good. All right. Now, Dr. Mackay, before the break, you were just about to answer Don's question. And, Don, why don't you repeat it so we can get everybody involved again?
Okay. Well, in looking at these fish oil supplements, companies like Nordic Naturals now have a wide variety of variations on the fish oil theme. In other words, the normal ratio of EPA to DHA is about 3 parts of EPA and to 2 parts of DHA. But there are products now that have higher ratios of DHA to EPA and others that have higher ratios of EPA to DHA. So, what we're looking for are some guidelines. When do you use a higher DHA product? When do you use a higher EPA product? When do you stick with the regular ratio?
So the way I answer that is researchers are still really heavily involved in this, and part of this is it's result of our desire to be very reductionistic in our thinking. As fish oils have entered the allopathic medical arena and they have been embraced by more conventional practitioners, the natural instinct is to say, well, what is it in fish oil that works? And that's what we want to give primarily. So there's a little bit of this, is it EPA or is it DHA question? And so researchers have been really looking into this. And I'll have to say before I dive into it, there is some disagreements in some areas, and there's definitely not a scientific consensus. We don't have enough data. But as it appears, I mentioned DHA having a high affinity and high concentration in the brain, eyes, and nervous system. So we know that DHA is very important for several stages of life. One is pregnancy. Pregnancy is a period of time where the fetus is dependent on the mother for the developing nervous system. So we know DHA deficiency in pregnant mothers is a detriment to offspring. And there's lots of data here, wonderful studies where they've supplemented pregnant women with fish oils, cod liver oil specifically, 2 teaspoons a day through pregnancy and breastfeeding, and they found benefits to the fetus such as higher IQ. They found retinal improvements, etc. So the period of neurological development and pregnancy is very key. So also, young children should have enough DHA. Now, there's lots of discussion, should formulas be supplemented with DHA, etc. So we know this is a very important period. That being said, anything going on with the eyes, lots of data looking at conditions such as macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, a little less data there, but other sort of degenerative conditions of the eyes, it appears that DHA is very particularly important at protecting the eyes. And there's a newly discovered molecule, actually, called neuroprotectin that's derived from DHA. So it has a very important in protecting those nerves of the eyes, which take a lot of damage because of light, etc.
Okay, so that answers the DHA question. But, you know, I think you also have a couple of high EPA products.
Absolutely. Now, EPA, and this is something that we haven't talked about yet, but is one of the benefits of fish oil is it supports the body's natural anti-inflammatory response. So, in essence, it acts like an anti-inflammatory in the body when we have enough of the essential fatty acids. And it looks as if EPA is the most important of the two when it comes to blocking inflammation. So conditions where we have excess inflammation, and in the research world, we've seen a lot of studies with rheumatoid arthritis, some studies with regular osteoarthritis, ankylosing spondylitis, all these conditions associated with an itis where we have a lot of inflammation, that's when EPA appears to be the one that we want to get the dosing the highest and using a concentrated product like the Nordic Naturals EPA formula. So people who treat low back pain, chiropractors, people who are dealing with a lot of inflammation like those higher EPA formulas from Nordic Naturals. So those are the big differentiations for EPA and DHA. Now, there's some areas where we're looking at keeping that balance. You mentioned the three-part EPA to two-part DHA, and this is sort of what the ratio is in most of the fish species that are high in essential fatty acids. And it appears, and this is where you're going to get in some disagreement, with cardiovascular disease, heart disease in particular, the balance formulas are the first that I recommend. And we do know that there's a lot of inflammation in heart disease, so some people reach for the high EPA formulas, but there is some impressive data as far as DHA's impact on blood pressure and other parameters of blood vessel function. So I recommend a balanced EPA-DHA formula for people with heart disease.
Yeah. I mean, in other words, there's also been talk that if you have too much EPA coming in and no DHA, that the EPA may compete with the DHA and actually even do harm theoretically.
Yes, and unfortunately, when you read as much fish oil research as I do in metabolic studies and absorption studies, we're realizing there's a lot of these theoretical concerns about fish oils. I've read people's research, you know, newsletters, things like that, where they say EPA and DHA should be taken away from one another. And I had to sit there for a second and say, that's got to be the most absurd recommendation I have ever heard in my life. How did they come up with that? And really, it was sort of an over-intellectualizing the biochemistry. We know that fish naturally have these fatty acids with each other. All natural sources, they come with each other in some ratio. So I don't think that one, you know, we have to be careful with some of these theories. Another one of the big theories that's out there is that fish oil carries a significant risk of bleeding, and that if we dose fish oils in the 3-gram range, we're going to be risking bleeding. So very various warnings with people with blood thinning medications and people taking aspirins and things like this. Well, just this year, a couple of months ago, someone actually took the time to look at all the data with fish oil. We have over 8,000 studies out there pertaining to omega-3 fatty acids. And guess how many clinically significant adverse events we've had with bleeding?
Four.
Four? There are several case studies, but I'm talking about specifically in controlled trials, how many adverse events?
Probably none.
Let's see. We've had zero. There are four case studies in the literature, and case studies are when a physician notices an adverse event and writes up the case. In all of these case studies, elderly patients on multiple medications, including blood thinning medication and lots of, you know, over 6 to 7 different medications, so it's hard to determine if the fish oil was what caused the bleeding. In any of the controlled trials, we've never had any clinically significant adverse events.
Okay, so this is in relation to fish oil by itself with people also taking low-dose aspirin?
Absolutely. The FDA has just recently come out with a statement that says up to 3 grams a day, and I'm referring to 3 grams of EPA and DHA, so as we know, this is going to be multiple grams of actual fish oil, 5 to 6 grams of fish oil to provide 3 grams.
Mm-hmm.
Up to 3 grams is considered safe in the general population. The reason they had to come up with this is because the excitement about omega-3s is mounting so heavily that the food industry is feverishly trying to figure out how to put omega-3s into our food supply. So before the FDA could allow this, they had to figure out, well, what's the maximum safe dose for people? Because if we start putting it in, I mean, it's going to be in our eggs, and it's going to be in our bread, and it's going to be in our tortillas. Well, people that are on Coumadin and warfarin and other blood-thinning medications and people taking aspirin and people that have surgery scheduled will now be consuming more omega-3s in their diet. And are we going to be increasing the risk for bleeding? So they looked at all the data, and the FDA, again, is very conservative when it comes to this. They determine at doses of 3 grams of EPA and DHA combined poses no risk to the general population. So that gives us a pretty nice safety margin when it comes to using fish oil amongst our customers at the pharmacy and our patients in our clinic.
Okay, sounds safe to me. Okay, you know, we have a bunch of people waiting to talk, so have questions. Why don't we start with Elaine from Wayne, New Jersey.
Hello, I'd like to know if fish oils have to be enteric-coated.
The fish oils have to be enteric-coated.
Yes, the nutritionist said that to be well-absorbed, they should be enteric-coated, otherwise the hydrochloric acid destroys them.
Okay, well, let's hear what Dr. Mackay has to say.
That's incorrect, in my opinion. The enteric coating is usually a technique used to get lower-quality fish oils that may be a little bit rancid that will typically cause us to burp up the fish. We usually get a fishy burp if we take low-quality fish oils. When you put the enteric coating, it protects it in the stomach and releases the omega-3s in the small intestine, so it prevents the burping. There's really no clinical or physiological reason to enteric coat. Now, that being said, there is a couple clinical studies in a subset of people with Crohn's disease specifically where it appears the enteric-coated products do improve in those patients, improve the outcome or the absorption in Crohn's disease patients.
Okay, and also would the DHA be helpful for nuclear sclerosis, which is hardening of the central vision?
Ooh, that's not one that there's any research on. But again, because these nutrients are so important for the eye structures, I would hedge my bets that taking about a gram a day of fish oil would improve overall health of the eye and really give that patient the best opportunity to heal.
Okay, Elaine, thanks so much for that
call.
All right, guess what? Time for another short break. Our phone number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710, 1-800-321-0710. Give us a call. We love hearing from you. This is Arnie Gitomer.
And this is Don Goldberg.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
Our special guest, Dr. Duffy Mackay, will all be back after these messages.
You look like a person who knows what you want. The latest in nutritional research is a top priority for you. You want a quality brand name you can trust. best. That's why you use Country Life, a brand that has shown for almost 40 years that integrity is a top priority. There are over 5 million people suffering from chronic bowel disorders, irritable bowel, Crohn's disease, constipation. For them, a beneficial bacteria supplement is essential, as it can increase nutrient absorption and improve overall health. Daily Dophilus, with Country Life's exclusive MacTrek bypass delivery system, has been shown to provide your body with over 50 times the favorable bacteria of other products. Daily Dophilus is shelf-stable and blister-packed for traveling convenience. And if you're looking for a good CoQ10 supplement you can trust, try Country Life's Q-Gel, a unique and thoroughly studied form of CoQ10. Specially processed, both water and fat-soluble, Country Life's Q-Gel CoQ10 is up to 300% better absorbed than many other CoQ10 products. Look for Country Life's Daily Dophilus, Q-Gel CoQ10, and other quality nutritional supplements at Wilner Chemists. Discount priced, of course.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a physician, the number one complaint I get these days is about fatigue. That's usually when patient and doctor sit down and have the talk about diet, exercise, and ProPax with NT Factor. Make no mistake, ProPax with NT Factor is a serious supplement for serious people. People who refuse to let age take anything away from lifestyle. Fact. ProPax with NT Factor is a doctor-proven nutritional program that eliminates fatigue up to 40% in 8 weeks. Three clinical trials and a hospital study prove it. Fact. The nutrient compound NT Factor actually repairs and replaces damaged cells, the place where we convert oxygen and food to energy. Just two multi-packs each day do the trick. And because it's 100% from whole food and food extracts, it's completely safe. Look, if you're serious about maintaining your energy levels and getting all the needed nutrients daily, regardless of your age, a daily commitment to ProPax with NT Factor is the answer. ProPax with NT Factor, a serious supplement for serious people.
What would be the ideal supplement for weight loss? Well, it should help to increase metabolism, it should improve mood, it should help metabolize fats and protein for energy, and it should help neutralize carbohydrates and control blood sugar swings. Is there such a product? Well, Natrol thinks so. They developed a product called Slenderite. How does Slenderite do all of this? Natrol did it by developing a powerful blend of the following key ingredients: Phase 2 starch neutralizer, green tea extract, EGCG, 5-HTP, chromium, and caffeine. Just two tablets twice a day with meals. Slenderite is the comprehensive, effective aid to weight loss that you've been looking for. To burn excess calories and boost metabolism while controlling blood sugar and mood swings, try Slenderite from Natrol. Slenderite, Carb Intercept, in fact, the entire Natrol line is available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And you don't only rejoin Don and Arnie. You have Dr. Richard Podell here. We have our special guest, Dr. Duffy Mackay. And you can call in with your questions. And the number is 1-800-321-0710. And before we get back to the phones, I want to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by Natrol. Natrol, the makers of the My Favorite multi-line of supplements, is available at Wilner Chemist. At this point, it's discount priced at 30% off list price. Okay, our next caller is Barbara from Westchester, Pennsylvania.
Hi.
Hi.
I'd like to ask Dr. Carr, I'm sensitive to fish, and I take DHA from algae, neuramins. And I really need a supplement that has just EPA and DHA. And is Nordic Naturals Alternative Omega the closest thing to this?
The Ultimate Omega you're referring to is approximately a 60% concentrate, and that is going to be our most concentrated balanced formula. It is a fish source. Again, most people that are sensitive or allergic to fish, typically it's related to either shellfish or iodine, and the iodine content of fish oil is virtually negative to none. So many people that are sensitive to fish do real well with the fish oils. Again, there's always individuals who don't, and in that situation, the Neuromins becomes one of your better options, as well as, in this case, something like a vegetable source such as flax oil would be your other option. But again, the Ultimate Omega would be the most balanced high concentrate that you, and I would encourage you to try it. You know, try a little bit, maybe put a little bit on your arm or some skin, look for redness, see how your body responds before you put it in your mouth.
Yes, usually the symptoms I get from it are usually digestive. I get a diarrhea or a headache. Now, how about, I've heard, read about krill oil supplements for omega-3s, but when I looked at it, this doesn't seem to be anywhere near as concentrated as the fish oil ones.
Yeah, krill oil is a little less concentrated than fish oil. It's significantly less. The cost is a bit higher, too. Krill is a crustacean, small little teeny bug-like things that live in the ocean that provide lots of larger mammals like whales with food. And I'm actually a marine biologist from my undergraduate training. I was a marine scientist in the Santa Cruz Bay Area. And there is some who feel that harvesting krill is not the best idea because krill provides the base of the food chain for many large mammals. And, you know, it was told to me harvesting krill would be similar to going to your garden and harvesting the topsoil and then selling it off. Eventually, your soil is going to be no good to grow crops in anymore. So we need to be careful with over-harvesting krill. Other than that, it is a ocean pelagic species, so you're going to have similar issues if you have trouble with fish, but it is another source of EPA and DHA that's available to us. So essentially we have the algae sources you mentioned, which typically are primarily DHA. We have the krill sources, and then we have the fish oils and all of the different fish oil concentrates.
And this product that Nordic Naturals has that's more concentrated in EPA and DHA is called Ultimate Omega?
Ultimate Omega, my favorite product. It's about a 60 to 70% total omega-3 concentration with a balanced ratio, about 3 parts EPA to 2 parts DHA. The great thing is just 2 caps a day is going to give you the American Heart Association recommendation for those with risk factors for heart disease. It goes down really well, no burping it up, very high quality. Gastrointestinal upsets, stomach upsets, diarrhea, virtually unheard of with the Ultimate Omega.
Okay, Barbara, thanks so much for that call.
And that product, by the way, the Ultimate Omega, also comes in a liquid form. So I think 1/2 teaspoon of the liquid will give you actually a little bit more, 813 milligrams of EPA and 563 milligrams of DHA in a slightly a lemon-flavored, I believe, a liquid product. So you have a choice, either the liquid or the soft gel capsules, Ultimate Omega.
Which is great for those who are taking lots of other capsules. For instance, if you're trying to get your 1,000 milligrams of calcium in and your CoQ10 and all your other important nutrients, it's nice to not have to take a bunch of fish oil caps, too. I personally take liquid. It's very easy, and, you know, it's just less gelatin that you have to consume, you know, for those of us who take a lot of fish supplements daily.
Yeah, I agree. I also take fish oil liquid. I enjoy it. It's lemon-flavored. It's all it is a little oily. You don't get the fishy taste at all.
And for those who don't like the oily, a little secret with the lemon-flavored and the orange flavors we have.
Tell me.
If you put it in, it's a little dash of orange juice, just a shot of orange juice, you know, not enough to give you much sugar or anything. The lemon mixes real well with the orange juice, and you can put it back. For those who do smoothies, my family, we do a whey protein smoothie with our spirulina and things in it. We'll drop the fish oil in there. We do a nice, healthy dose, and it mixes real well in that way, too. So there's lots of options for getting your omega-3s from fish oil.
Okay.
I thought you were going to say some tequila would probably do it.
That'll work, too. Okay, next we have Kenneth calling from Bayshore, Long Island.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for letting me on your program. I'm 51 years old. I'm a strict vegetarian. I don't have any health problems. I exercise about 8 to 10 hours a week intensely. However, my HDL always comes in very low. It comes in at about 32. My total cholesterol is usually about 140. I started to supplement with fish oils, taking about 1,000 grams a day. Then I moved it up to 2,000 grams a day. And although everything else did not change in my diet and my exercise program, my LDL went up from 70 to 100, and my HDL remained the same. So I'm wondering if I'm doing myself any good taking these fish oil supplements.
That's an interesting response. As a vegetarian, your fatty acid metabolism is going to be quite altered just based on low intake of EPA and DHA, et cetera. And fat absorption and fat metabolism is a very interesting topic. And, you know, there are some that would argue as a vegetarian with the cholesterol, you mentioned a total cholesterol of about 160. Is that what you mentioned?
No, it comes in at about 140. My LDL prior to taking the fish oil came in at about 70.
Right.
The HDL came in at about 32. And I read all of Dr. Ornish's books who quoted from the Framington study showing that people who had a total cholesterol of below 150 didn't have to be concerned about too concerned about HDL. I'd like to get your opinion on that as well.
That's a wonderful question. And again, lots of disagreement here. Some would argue your total cholesterol is too low. You know, you need cholesterol to make hormones and other things. It's not an area where, you know, my opinion is going to have a whole lot of weight. I would say if you don't suffer from seasonal depression, you have great energy, etc., you sound like you have an excellent diet, as long as you're not deficient in the essential fatty acids, EPA and DHA, you know, you're in good shape. With your LDL going up, I don't know what time period that was, but I would encourage you to go a second cycle. Because when you're low in essential fatty acids, as soon as you start supplementing them, your body is going to hold on to every molecule you consume. And you're probably going to have a period where maybe it's going to shoot up a bit, but it should level off. And all the studies with cardiovascular disease, the LDL did go up, you know, slightly. We're talking 1 to 2% in most individuals, not vegetarians. So, but it does not, you know, all the studies show that consuming fish oil decreases mortality and morbidity and chances of having a heart attack, a stroke, or chances of dying from a heart attack and stroke. So your situation is fairly unique. I would try olive oil. Honestly, olive oil tends to have a good impact on HDL levels, but it's really going to be how your body responds to that. I don't know about Dean Ornish's work. I'm assuming he has a lot of data and a lot of clinical experience to say those with the total cholesterol that low don't have to worry about HDL. And to some degree, it's true if you think about the metabolism.
Okay, Dr. McKay, we're coming to the end of this first hour of the Wilner Window. As you know, this is a two-hour show, and you'll be joining us for the second hour.
Okay, great.
Okay, this portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by Natrol, the makers of the My Favorite Multi-Line of multivitamin supplements, now on sale at 30% off list price. This is a two-hour show, everyone. Those of you on the phone, stay right there. We'll be back in about 6.5 minutes. See you then.
It's time to draw the curtains on this portion of the Wilner Window. Stay tuned for the second hour, coming up right after the break for the news.